Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, February 26th. Victoria's Secret just can't stay out of the news. Last Thursday, after many months of turbulence, L Brand CEO Les Wexner announced that he's stepping down. Victoria's Secret, once the brand that dominated women's lingerie like no other, is going private. Both announcements mark a dramatic turning point in the company's fortunes and in the way retailers portray and market to women. L Brands is selling 55% of Victoria's Secret to private equity firm Sycamore Partners for $525 million. Sycamore specializes in purchasing distressed properties, an apt description of Victoria's Secret. Wexner, who is 82 years old, will become chairman emeritus of L Brands, which remains publicly held. L Brands and Les Wexner have been buffeted by a series of scandals over the last couple of years, most notably Wexner's close association with Jeffrey Epstein, which came to light last summer. Epstein, the accused child sex trafficker who died in prison, had been Wexner's financial advisor. Wexner has denied knowing about Epstein's sex trafficking activities and says he distanced himself from Epstein years ago. Regardless, that close association hurt L Brands at a time when Victoria's Secret was already under duress. Its sales had been falling for several years as the Me Too era caught up with women's fashion. Third Love and other more modern lingerie brands espoused inclusivity over Victoria's Secret's risque sexiness. More and more critics complain it's insulting and outmoded. Then, early this month, the New York Times published an investigation of L Brands that depicted a culture of misogyny and sexual harassment. It seemed that L Brands was on its way to a hard crash. Observers warned that Victoria's Secret would be hard to sell. Indeed, selling 55% at $525 million indicates the brand is valued at only a little over $1 billion. In its last fiscal year, however, though losing money, Victoria's Secret had sales of more than $7 billion. The Wall Street Journal says that billion-dollar valuation marks a sharp fall for the brand. The Victoria's Secret sale leaves L Brands with only one single but profitable brand, that's Bath & Body Works. The presumption is that without the drag of Victoria's Secret, L Brands can continue to grow the personal care chain. The same may not be at all true for Victoria's Secret. Sycamore Partners, under the leadership of Secretive Chief Stefan Kaluzny, is known for financing its purchases through debt and then stripping and selling off their assets, according to the Wall Street Journal. The journal reported that Sycamore has made a fortune by firing employees and otherwise cutting costs at retailers from Talbots to Nine West to Anne Klein, sending many workers to the unemployment line and overworking the ones left behind. According to the Motley Fool, Sycamore Partners closed most of Nine West's stores, causing it to go bankrupt. L Brand's losses are Third Love's gains. Its founder and CEO, Heidi Zak, has been public about her antipathy toward Victoria's Secret. Third Love is reportedly looking to take advantage of the moment as an opportunity to grow quickly. The largely e-commerce business plans to open some flagship stores and to increase its marketing and advertising, especially on television, so reports Adweek. Zak issued a statement in response to Victoria's Secret sale, saying in part, "We helped create a new norm, a new future, where women are defining what it means to be sexy." Zak's implication? Not men, and not the men who have led Victoria's Secret for so many years. So, what do you think? From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Truly, we love to hear your thoughts on the stories we cover. Just look for Business Wars Daily at Wondery.com. or tweet us using the hashtag BusinessWarsDaily. Hope to hear from you soon. I'm David Brown, and you'll hear from us again tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.